the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, will be helping us later on in this hour with the concept of taking a nap. How many people here take naps? Jennifer takes a nap?
Yes.
Roberta takes a nap.
I
Kenny?
Love naps.
You take a nap? Kenny?
When I can.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it is with me, too. I love naps. 15, 20 minute nap, 25 minute nap. Bingo.
I'm thinking like 2 hours. What is this 20 minute stuff?
Yes. Yeah, three for me. Thanks.
Sometimes it's hard to get your mind off what's going on, and I find sometimes there's just, in order to get my body to respond, I have little thoughts that go through your mind, maybe a little exercise, maybe a few words, and then for a few minutes. Sometimes it doesn't even feel like you've been asleep because it seems like you're partially conscious.
Yeah.
And then
I call that in my meditative space where you're not good. Sleeping, but you're not awake. Right.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks whether or not you ever take naps. A, yes, almost every day. B, yes, but only on the weekends. C, once in a while at my desk or office when nobody is looking. D, once in a while when the children are out or at school. E, no, but I really could use a nap. F, nope, I never take naps.
I'm napping right now.
I love naps.
Yeah, naps are extraordinarily healthful, good for your body, good for your mind, good thing to do if you can do it. I get up early in the morning. Kenny's up all hours. It's important. Jennifer's up early in the morning. Roberta's up, within reason. It's probably when you have Roberta has more drama in her life than even I do. So I don't know what the outcome was the other night with your husband going to the hospital.
Oh yeah, he had a very bad infection in his foot, and it was very serious, and they were almost going to keep him. They put him on 2 courses of vancomycin, which is like what they use for anthrax, and they said we got there just in time because the foot has a lot of bones in it.
Yes,
so
it does.
If you get an infection in your foot, this was from a minor operation he had on his foot to kill some nerves from a neuroma that he had from a car accident.
Yeah.
And they said those bones can easily get infected, and if that happens, it gets very serious. So they were very cautious with it. You know, his foot, in a matter of, I would say, 8 to 10 hours, went, like, unbelievably bad. It was it progressed so quickly that it was mind-boggling how quickly it progressed. So we got there, you know, they said just in time.
Yeah.
So he's much better now. You know, they put him on some more 2 different antibiotics that he left with. That they put him on. So yeah, he's walking.
And gave him a lobotomy, and he's fine now.
And they gave him a lobotomy, and he's doing extremely well.
Yeah. Our
that's my favorite dance, by the way.
The lobotomy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday, there was a lot of talk about
Teresa. You
don't
have to think about it when you do it.
Kerry, who is the wife of Secretary of State John Kerry, who has had a grand seizure. She was admitted to the hospital. She lost consciousness. This is the most serious type, and it involves the entire body. Mm. Cause of the seizure is unclear, but this is not. She's 74. This is not something that you jump out of that happens one day, and the next day you're fine. She needs to get on that EECP program that I was on, that a lot of other people are getting on. Amazing. People who have all this power and money, this lady's worth conservatively $500-600 million.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'd think that they would be taking better care of their body
or
know what's going on.
Denial, though.
You're right about that. Oy, man,
nobody wants
that.
To admit that they're not right.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It took a long time for me to say, you're not right.
All right. All right. So, Michael, let's dig out cut 110 because it speaks to yesterday's poll. The question, what do you think about disgraced politicians like Spitzer and Wiener attempting to return to political office? Let's see here. 32% of you said they're scum and they ought to disappear. Very nice of you. 30% of you said if New Yorkers reelect them, they get what they deserve.
Stop.
28% said they've shown they have no respect for the office or for their constituents, and 6% said they apologized, paid the price, so why oughtn't they not run again? And 4% said, pretty sad, I guess they deserve a second chance. However, here are a couple of hosts named Susan Rose and John Zach talking to a political analyst about Spitzer running, getting himself back into the New York political scene.
We all remember Spitzer standing with his wife at his side in 2008, apologizing for being a client of a high-end prostitution agency. He resigned back then as governor. Did you ever think we'd see this day?
I absolutely did not. It's a shock. It's about as shocking as when I heard one afternoon that Spitzer was in the trouble he was in with the prostitution scandal. It's just amazing.
What is up with people, voters in particular, possibly in this case? I mean, do they forget what's happened, or are they in a? Is the candidate hoping that they're going to be in a forgiving mood?
Yeah, I think so. And there's some precedent for that, obviously. You know, the comeback of former North Carolina Governor Mark Sanford just recently, just this year. I'm sorry, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford just recently is it has to be heartening for Spitzer and for Anthony Weiner, of course, who's running for mayor of New York.
Yeah, I think maybe was Spitzer possibly watching these other two and saying, well, if they can do it, I can too.
Yeah, and he must be bored, you know, because New York City controller is not the most exciting position in the world. It's certainly not New York State controller, and it's a far cry from governor of New York, which was his last public office. You know, I think people who are looking at the race, again, it's brand new and just scanning the web and the like, people give him a good shot. Apparently there's a you know, weak field out there, so certainly Spitzer has name recognition.
Well, you know, Anthony
accomplishments. I mean, as certainly as controller of New York State, he took on Wall Street. People gave him high marks for what he did there. You know, maybe they're willing to overlook the prostitution scandal and the disgrace.
Well, you know, Weiner at last check was really ahead in the polls in the race for mayor of New York City. Could that have been the motivating force behind Elliot Spitzer to say, you know, if he can do it, why not try?
It certainly could have been. I mean, who knows? I'm sure we'll hear a lot more in the coming days. But certainly it could have been. Like I say, it had to be heartening, the Sanford comeback also. I think it's just God's gift to Saturday Night Live.
There you go. The Weiner Schnitzel, Weiner Spitzer race. There it is. Hi. Roberta, you're the New Yorker. This is all your fault.
My fault.
We blame you.
All your fault.
Why my fault?
You're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker.
It. All you have to say.
I would
you're
be
a
surprised if he gets elected. I mean,
which one, Spitzer or Weiner?
Both of them.
Really? Who's running instead of Weiner? I mean, who's running alongside
the woman? What's her name? The woman.
The woman is running against Weiner.
The woman.
A woman running against.
Vote for
a woman.
Her name
now, the
right
woman
now
who ran in the Los Angeles race against Garcetti,
Wendy Gruhl.
Gruhl wasn't that attractive. My daughter and son-in-law said that. Not I mean that way.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't. But
she get on you for that, Mister.
But she wasn't. But at any rate, that was not what I meant. She wasn't an attractive candidate in that she had a lot of questionable ties to questions.
Well, she
people
was very attractive at the beginning, but then people were calling out all of her union ties. Not that Garcetti didn't have them, but,
yeah,
you know.
Right. But anyway, if my daughter and her husband didn't vote for him, that means they are that woman, because Megan would prefer to vote for a woman anytime over a man. But this woman must have been really bad.
She wasn't terrible. She was my city councilwoman, and I like her in some way, but she's just tied too tightly to everybody now.
Okay, coming up, a 2020 News Quiz question. As I said, Andrea Metcalf's going to join us later in the hour. It's 16 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
It's everyone's favorite meat game, Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Tim. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional-grade as the trucks we sell.
And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
All right, so at 19 past the hour on the Good Day program, Jennifer has been following the plight of a Marine who fell into the clutches of the morons at the TSA. So,
and not just the TSA, also the morons at the government, which is exciting. It's always good to have both. Yeah, this guy, he's a retired U.S. Marine. He was really severely injured in Iraq and was subjected to extra scrutiny at a California airport and at the state capitol building in Sacramento for wearing too much metal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a moron.
This guy's name is Corporal Nathan Chemnitz. He was wounded in 2004 in a roadside bomb in Iraq and has limited use of his right arm, and he's incapable of lifting anything above his head, according to the website. When he went to the state capitol building, where he was being honored, keep in mind, by his legislative district's Veteran of the Year, he was asked to remove his dress shirt because he was wearing too much metal, because he had his medals with him that he won. Because he was a brave soldier. Yeah.
Bless
he was
these
also
stupid.
It gets worse. Then he goes through TSA at Sacramento Airport, and they want him to lift his arms above his head, which he cannot do and clearly cannot do during a full body scan. So he was pulled out because he couldn't lift his arms above his head and given a full pat down that took, you know, a good 6-10 minutes out of his day. So he was traveling with this woman who was outraged, and this is why the story's even seen the light of day, because she wrote to the TSA and to the Veterans Affairs Secretary to talk about the scrutiny that was, you know, put on this poor guy who's a hero.
The stupidity of the people at the TSA is unequaled, and there's a lot of stupid people in government, but they are the stupidest.
Well, and also at the state capitol, to say you're wearing too much metal when you're dressed to get an award with your medals on.
Yes.
Ugh.
All right. Let's get to a 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Why is Randy Travis in the news?
I know.
888-30, excuse me, what in the world with my voice here? 888-302-3684. It's a tough run for him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's going on with Randy Travis that has him in the news today? 888-302-3684. Answer coming up with a swell prize for the person who gets the right answer. Here, 21 after.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lady Gaga front. She was forced to take some time out to recover from hip surgery, and she sparked speculation over her big comeback after deleting her Twitter account. She sent fans into meltdown, believing it could signal that it's about to she's about to launch the campaign for her third album, which is called Art Pop. She said it'll be out sometime this year. What was the matter with her hip, Jennifer? Do you know?
I don't know. I know she suffered some kind of injury on stage, so I guess that is what it was a result of.
She deleted all of her tweets sent since February 6th, just before she
was forced. That was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Before she was forced to cancel her Born This Way ball tour. The singer has filed court papers in a bid to stop sensitive and personal information about her life being made public. So how do you do that if you're all over the social media, Kenny? How do you don't stop that stuff, right? No privacy.
Well, what apparently is going on is a former collaborator and the collaborator's ex are they're not exactly trying to extort her, but they say that they discovered her, and she seems to suddenly be very concerned that they are going to reveal some personal details about her that she says could ruin her career.
What else could ruin her, though?
Yeah.
I mean, she's admitted her drug use. She's admitted to bisexuality. What else is there?
There a hamster
crimes?
Somewhere?
Maybe she kills somebody. Yeah. That would be the thing that could ruin her, maybe.
Right.
Maybe she's a man.
Ken, you're right. She is a little manly. But no, people knew her as Stephanie something. She'd have to start real early on to lie about that.
Huh. She's only, what, 27, 28? How old is she? 10 to 30?
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah, she's mid-20s, I'd say.
Really? Well, anyway, that's the drama this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Da-da-da-da.
Drama for your mama.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, our 2020 news quiz question, repeated again just for emphasis. Why is Randy Travis in the news? What's going on with him that you may be interested? If you're a country fan, you're probably somebody who's following this. But he's had a string of problems. He was arrested, a couple times last year, I think, wasn't he? Amongst other things.
Oh, yeah. Naked 7-Eleven trip. That was where it all started.
All right. So what's the story with him now? The story that we need repeated. If you know the answer, we're looking for the story on Randy Travis. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, as usual, Roberta hard at work in Discovery, checking out the latest from the new manufacturers of Twinkies. Hostess Brands, now back with the Twinkies and the boxes say on them, the sweetest comeback ever. All right, so what's the real story, Roberta?
Well, if you thought Twinkies lasted a long time, you know, you bought them, you put them on in your cupboard, and, you know, 6 months later you took them out and you could still eat them. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but
not by much.
they're gonna last a lot longer now. They say originally the shelf life, the official shelf life of Twinkies was 26 days. Now they say the shelf life is 45 days.
So what are they putting
Delicious.
In these things?
Yeah,
they're starting to put them out now July 15th, but it could be even longer because some retailers apparently are asking that the Twinkies be sent to them frozen so that when they put them on the shelves, they can stamp their own date on them. So
that's a good idea.
So, you know, they'll buy them, let's say January 1st frozen, but they don't put them out till March 1st. Well, they can stamp a date 45 days from March 1st as the expiration date on the Twinkies. But I don't know. I just have a problem eating something that has a shelf life, like unrefrigerated shelf life of 45 days.
And don't go to a McDonald's.
That's not real food.
Real food
is supposed to
perishable.
You know,
yeah, it's perishable. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
Our group was the first to invent a brain scan to show the physical evidence of Alzheimer's disease in living people. We also collaborated with the genetics group that discovered the first major genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. It's important that people get a sense of where they start and where they're going when it comes to brain health. And the Alzheimer's Prevention Program includes simple questionnaires so you can rate your memory at certain points during the program. You can rate your stress level, your physical fitness level, and you can gauge your progress over time. And that's important to motivate us to continue the program for the long haul. We tend to think of brain health being the same as memory. But it's much more than memory. Brain health is also defined by our thinking. If we don't have our brain health, we can't think clearly. It also is defined by our mood. And in fact, we need our brain health just to be able to move. If my brain is not working properly, I can't move my arms, I can't walk, I can't even talk. So the brain is a key organ that we have to take care of. If someone finishes this book, they're going to find that their memory is better, that they feel better, they're going to be more confident. And if that individual continues the brain-healthy lifestyle for the long haul, they're going to lower their risk for Alzheimer's symptoms in the future.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Andrea Metcalf helping us with naps and exercising in general. She's our fitness guru. Coming up in just a few moments here on the Good Day program. 2020 news quiz question focusing on Randy Travis and why he is in the news today. So let's go to Frank, who's in Hibbing, Minnesota. Hello, Frank. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Everything is great. A little foggy up here, but everything is great.
That's all right. A little foggy where I am. Seems we have a big straw of fog. It's okay, though. As long as your brain's not in the fog, we're all square, Frank.
I think Randy Travis has, I heard, a virus in his heart.
He has a very serious heart ailment that involves, it's almost like, you know how you give your dogs heartworm medication to keep them from getting heartworms because of the obvious impact if that happens. Well, this is the human equivalent of that, not worms, but the heart has a virus in it. It's hard to imagine. You think of viruses, you think of colds
or flu or something
like that, a flu. But then once in a while something happens and you get, depending on your own immune system, this is why it's so important to have a strong immune system. I've been saying that to Richie. If he had a better immune system, you probably would have been able to fight off this cancer. It's really, 100% of your health is dependent on how healthy your immune system is. So you should be taking things all the time or eating things all the time that will enhance your immune system. He obviously has a weak one, and therefore he's got a heart ailment that's weakening him. I'm guessing he's in his early to mid-60s, but I don't know that for a fact. Anybody know how old?
I think he's in his late 50s.
Is he?
Yeah, okay. I would imagine so.
Whatever. The guy's obviously had something going on that's really strange in his life with all of that.
He's been battling demons with alcohol.
Contact. Yeah, right, exactly. So, Frank, you got the right answer. We're going to give you a swell prize. What's going on in Hibbing today?
Well, right now it's foggy, but we're going to lay a little sod, and everything else seems to be fine.
Lay sod? You're putting in sod in your lawn?
Yes.
Why did you choose to do that instead of just having it seeded or seeded yourself?
Well, when you live in northern Minnesota, the time's pretty short.
You better hurry up. Yeah, right. Exactly. Winter will be here next month in northern Minnesota. Yeah, you're right about that.
Don't waste it, please. Yep.
All right, don't waste your time. Have a good time. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. The Good Day program now with a focus on whether or not the U.S. should get out of Afghanistan. I have been talking about this since Obama became president, and so have others who look at this with some kind of objectivity. So apparently the frustration with having to deal with the president of Afghanistan, Mr. Karzai, the president says, you know what, screw it. If they don't approve, if they don't appreciate us there, let's speed up the withdrawal of troops. And I think that is, after next year, there would be no troops there. Why do they have to wait till next year? Why can't they take them out today? Now, get out. Is there a reason?
Because for whatever reason, things might collapse.
Look at what happened in Iraq yesterday. What is it? 34 people were killed in a bombing attack. This, all of the stuff that we've done in these places, other than get rid of Saddam Hussein, we accomplished nothing in Iraq except making a mess and spending a lot of money on armaments. The defense contractors are having a picnic, and we all were much poorer by trillions of dollars. Same thing can be said about Afghanistan. So supposedly there's a video conference set up between Obama and Karzai trying to diffuse some of the tensions, but it didn't work well. Karzai accused the U.S. of trying to negotiate separate peace with the Taliban and with the Pakistanis, leaving the Afghanistanis in a fragile place. Karzai is a nitwit, and he's corrupt, really, really corrupt. His whole family is corrupt. You put people like this into power, and when there's no other watchdog around, they take, look at what Mubarak did. Look at any of these two-bit dictators in Africa or in wherever they are, in the Middle East. You give them power, they take whatever they can take. And that's what Karzai has done. He's a $4,
be careful there, sir. And don't forget Andrea Metcalf coming up next.
Yeah, right. Okay. I think I've said what I need to say about Karzai. What's going on in Afghanistan? Thanks for getting me cranked up. Yes, Andrea Metcalf will be here.
Who will get you cranked
up,
too.
Get you in shape. Mm-hmm. Tone those muscles. Build them up. Let's get big and strong and powerful so you don't need that. What is that called? The boulder buster? What is the bra?
The over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
All right, let's find out from Andrea if she...
She's got one of those.
No, I think she does, frankly. But
what?
Well,
I think she's kind of well endowed. She's got, you know.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't wear one when you exercise, you
get hit in the face.
Knock yourself out. Knock other people out.
Why I just don't exercise. It's a risk.
Over the shoulder boulder holder. All right. We'll examine that with Andrea in a moment here on Good Day.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
If you have a problem with your teeth, now let's see, we'll look around the room here. Jennifer's got nice, bright, white teeth. Andrea's got nice, bright, white teeth. Kenny, he's okay. Now, Roberta, she could use a little of this. Roberta, what? I haven't seen your teeth for a while, actually. How long has it been since I laid eyes on you?
Who, me?
No, Kenny.
Me?
I'm trying to remember the last time I saw you.
At his wedding, maybe.
Has it been that long?
No.
I don't know if it's been that long, but...
I don't know why.
Actually, you know, it might be.
We were all together in Washington at one point.
Was that before the wedding or after the wedding?
That was, I think
that was before the wedding.
That was after.
All right, anyway. So I don't know what your teeth are like, but I've seen Roberta's teeth lately, and frankly, they could use a little work.
So send me some of the stuff.
Power swabs.
You never send me anything.
I did, too. I sent your birthday present.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Okay, so don't tell me
anything. But I like samples, too.
Really? How about I give you a punch in the mouth, and then I can give you some new teeth?
No, free is me.
Yeah. Free. That's right, because she, Roberta Fasanelli, is the queen of cheap. Anyway.
That's right.
So for those of you who are like Roberta, except you don't mind paying for your stuff, it's it's something that you kind of need to do. If you're going to use the power swab method of cleaning up your teeth, this is so simple. The power swab teeth whitening system is so simple. Power swabs clinically proven and remove stains from your teeth in 5 minutes a day. That's it. I'm talking about coffee stains. I'm talking about smoking stains. I'm talking about wine stains. You name it, this stuff will clean it up. If you have crowns, caps, veneers, bonds, power swabs, remove stains on them as well. And there's the new power stick, which you can get, which is very cool. You carry it in your bag and you use it to whiten up your teeth as you're on the run. Yep, works very, very well every time.
Get your other people's teeth?
You could do that if you want. You're really close to them. Get your five-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth by calling 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now. Save 50% off the retail price. Mention Doug Steffen. Tell him that you are a big fan of the program. Give them two bits of information. They'll cut the price by 50% and you'll get free shipping. That's 800-865-7602 for power swabs, the brightest and smartest way to brighten up your teeth. 800-865-7602. As promised, we have Andrea Metcalf, who is interested in our fitness quotient. Your teeth are pretty good, I think, aren't they? I haven't seen you for. When's the last time I saw
really
you?
Good.
Last summer, I think, is the last time I saw you. So we're into over-the-shoulder boulder holders. We've had a discussion about that, Andrea, and I don't claim to know from firsthand experience, but. Because I'm sure somebody's going to suggest that, and that's not the case. But I don't remember that you necessarily needed boulder holders. Is that indelicate?
Well, I have boulders, but every pebble needs a little support, too.
I guess that's a way of putting it. So
everybody needs a bra, Ducky.
What about, when you're exercising, though, women wear
sports bras.
I know I've seen that in action in my most recent encounter here, and I'm interested as to what the difference is between a normal bra and the sports bra. Wait a minute. Roberta, what's
your
problem?
You're really clueless.
Why am I clueless? I want to know what the difference is. How and whether women, there are a lot of women who are listening who may be interested in exercising.
Any woman who's interested knows the difference between a sports bra and a regular bra.
I don't know that's the case.
It is.
It is.
But I'll give you the little basic rundown here, ladies. I'll help you out in this description. The sports bra holds them down. The regular bra pushes them up.
Holds them up.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
I'm right on that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's the end of the discussion. Is that it?
Pretty much.
Yep. Okay. Pretty much.
All right. Well, like I said,
here's something.
No more to say.
Get your sports bra. You should maybe think about doing a Pilates class or strength training and stay away from the high impact movements when you forget your sports bra working out.
Yeah, because you'll knock yourself out. Now, ladies, let's talk about jock straps.
Do you really need those? Do guys really need that? What are those good for?
I don't know. I don't know if guys really need them.
I don't know.
I think we probably ought to.
Do they come in different sizes?
Yeah, this isn't going to go anywhere good.
There's nothing about this.
Is there small, medium, large?
Yeah, that's going to be helpful.
Hey, did you see a guy going
about
and say, I'd like a small one, please?
Yeah.
Extra small.
All right. Can we get back to Andrew? Let's talk about naps.
Oh, Kenny, now you want to talk about naps.
Kenny and I are not interested in talking about those. They're protection devices anyway, aren't they? It's crude to call them jock straps because that's...
What else are they?
They're protection...
What, are they made out of metal?
You know what? Then it's crude to call them bras. They are protection gadgets for me, too.
Yes, they
Andrea,
are.
Andrea, you're not jumping into this very quickly. What's your problem?
I'm just laughing.
All right, naps. We have a poll today at DougSteffen.com, and you've Blah, Jennifer, calm down. Nap rooms that are being introduced in corporations were the inspiration for our question today at DougStefan.com. Do you ever take naps? A, yes, almost every day. B, yes, but only on the weekend. C, once in a while at my desk or office when nobody's looking. D, once in a while when the children are at school. No, I never really take a nap. No, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so what's your situation? How often do you nap, Andrea?
I usually will nap on the weekend. I'll get a little nap in. I don't really feel like I need one during the week because I'm pretty conscious about going to bed and working out. And I think that has a lot to do with it. But there, you know, if you're really doing late hours, naps are very beneficial, not only for focus, but for your health and for losing weight. So nap in if you can.
Napping is good for losing weight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why would that be? I would have thought that if you're not exercising, you're not, although the body has to repair itself, doesn't it? And that's part of the deal.
Correct. Well, the other part of that is the hormonal imbalance when we have lack of sleep, and napping helps you catch up on sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's the leptin and ghrelin hormones that we've talked about before. When you don't get enough sleep, you get more ghrelin produced in your body, and that's like the little gremlin that makes you very hungry and out of control.
Does it make you crabby?
It makes you hungry.
Being hungry oftentimes means the people that I know that I'm close to are, when they get hungry, they get crabby. And that's more women than men. I don't see men getting crabby.
Well, you never met my husband then. Well,
yes, I have met your husband. I've seen him with a plate of spaghetti, too.
Yeah, when he's hungry, he becomes an animal.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I kind of believe, Doug, that you're probably more around women than you are around men. If that's the case, then of course you're going to notice that women are more hungry and more crabby, because that's only for a population year round.
Well, I do have, I work with some men, but I pay more attention, I suppose, to women for whatever the reason. Men don't often find me that interesting, frankly, because I don't talk about the same stuff that most men talk about.
Hey, how about the Mets?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the Mets.
You're talking about bras, though, so that's all right.
Let's face it, some people are more comfortable with the opposite sex as their friends and as who they converse with than others. There's those guys that are guys, and then there's guys like you that hang around with more women than men, and that's okay. And there's women the same way, women with only guy friends and women with just girly girlfriends. So that's probably why you notice it more about women being crabby, because you're the guy around more women.
Well, I'm around more crabby women. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm around more women, but more crabby women. And that comes from all kinds of things. Whether you have a lot of sleep, or you're going through menopause, or you're whatever it is that's going on with you, it's something to be dealt with. And I think women at certain ages of their lives need naps more than other times in life. Would you say that's true, or is this something universal, that once you're a child, you have a nap at recess, you should stay in that pattern, boy or girl, male or female, man or woman, for the rest of your life? Is that true or not?
No, it comes down to, are you getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night?
No.
And if you're not, then you need to. And people who have, like, weird work schedules, I shouldn't say weird, then have work schedules that have them working very late or very early hours, like yourself,
mm-hmm.
may need a nap because you're not getting a full night's sleep. And remember, a lot of our sleep patterns have to do with light, and our circadian rhythm has to do with light, which affects our cortisol levels. So it really comes down to, are you getting enough sleep? And that's why you might need to nap. And are you eating properly? You know, all those healthy lifestyle indicators. It's not whether you're male or female, although I bet that more women who have young newborns need more sleep than the men, because women are the ones who are up at night.
Yeah.
Again, not getting enough rest.
Are you? Well, older women who live with men that have prostate problems, they're up at night as well. So it's you need a nap.
We got into a whole new thing when we started talking prostate.
We sure did.
All
right, so let's we'll quit while we're ahead. Andrea Metcalf, if you go to AndreaMetcalf.com, there are all kinds of things. She's involved in everything that's going on in Chicago. If there's anything going on, Andrea is in it. She's all over television, all over the radio, all over the press, because what she says makes sense, and because she sort of walks the walk. Everything, she's one of those people, and if you go to her website, you'll see how you can and move and move every muscle. Be conscious of moving your muscles, even when you walk around. That's a good way to keep yourself in good shape. AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. Andrea here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Versus the volcano, the cowboy song. I almost thought it sounded like a new version of Gene Autry or something. Tom Hanks singing the cowboy song. We'll celebrate Mr. Hanks' birthday with the movie music. He's 57 today, and also with a contest that involves him in a movie that's pretty appropriate for certain stories that are floating around now, if that gives you a hint. 888-302-3684. Chuck Curry is here. He's got movie moment. What do you remember about the Joe versus Volcano movie? I must tell you, I don't know much about that movie, Tucker.
Yeah, that's interesting. That movie sort of has a cult following. I hated that film when it came out. It was him and Meg Ryan.
Yeah. They loved to be together. They were in, a half a dozen movies together, the two of them, weren't they?
There were, I believe, three. One, Sleepless in Seattle, and You Got Mail.
Right, which is the same movie twice, in essence. Yeah, Nora Ephron did a good job of shuffling the deck, but basically that was the same movie twice. Anyway.
Yeah, the guy's had a tremendous, tremendous career. He's been in many big hits. He has a movie coming out in November called Captain Phillips. He plays the captain of that freighter that was taken hostage by Somali pirates.
Looks
really, really good.
Sounds good. Really good. Isn't there another one of those books, Brown books? He was involved. Weren't there two movies so far?
Yeah, another Da Vinci movie.
Yeah,
I'm not sure of his involvement in the third one, or that they're going to do one.
Yeah. All right.
But they both made a lot of money.
Yeah, they did very well. Okay, so let's focus on today's movie. And once you hear the three audio clips, you'll feel free to call us at 888-302-3684 so that you can be a part of the discussion, a part of the winning, if you haven't won before, movie moments. Let's listen to the first audio clip. Sounds like we're in... In Jennifer's homeland. Let's try that one more time, Michael. Play that one again. You're welcome.
So you want the same one?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Would you like to get it to bite?
All right. That's the first clue. Next clue.
Where do I buy the Nike shoes?
888-302-3684. I think pretty much you got it now, right? Or you need the last clue? Last clue, Michael.
Big Apple tour include Brooklyn Bridge, Empire State, Broadway show, Cats.
Well, I got more bad news for you, Mr. Navorsky. Cats has closed.
Okay. Roberta's giving him the bad news, too. So that's a play on a story that's in the news right now. A lot of people say, oh, well, it sounds just like that movie. What's the movie? 888-302-3684. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
You asked me a question yesterday, Doug. Yes, the answer. Studio Insiders, Disney will take a $150 million loss on its Lone Ranger movie due to its tracking on very weak opening weekend. You know, a lot of people think that every summer movie just makes big money. Not true. Last year, Disney lost over $200 million on its John Carter movie, which I thought was
awful.
A pretty decent film.
Ah, what a horrible piece of...
I liked it, but nobody showed up...
What does that mean... No, when you talk about losing money, is this Disney's money or are there investors? When you see executive producers and credit for this company is doing this and that, a lot of times there are four or five movie companies noted at the beginning of a movie. Aren't those the investors?
Yeah, a lot of times that is true. The studio will release the film, they'll have a percentage of it, and then you'll see a production company like Legend or like Legendary Pictures. They have a big chunk of it. Yes, so the studio doesn't take the total bath. I don't know. Maybe on the Lone Ranger they have 100% involvement, so I didn't see the opening credits. One other bit in movie news, director James Cameron, whose Avatar started this insane 3D craze, says that Hollywood is overusing the technology, and the movies like Man of Steel and Iron Man 3 had no business being released in 3D. I actually am glad he said that because I think 3D can be effective, but it shouldn't be used in the amount of movies that Hollywood's using it, doing it to make money. Avatar 2 and 3 start filming early 2014.
All right, Joe, what's the name of the movie in question?
I believe it's Terminal.
It is The Terminal. It sounds like you were there along with Tom Hanks, who again is celebrating his 57th birthday today. Sir, congratulations. Thank you. Hold on a second. We'll send you a swap.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.